With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The Trump campaign says it will appeal the Colorado Supreme Court's decision to remove Donald Trump from the state's primary ballot. In its historic ruling, the court's majority determined he is ineligible to be president after his role in the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Some conservatives are crying foul. Hans Van Smakovsky, a senior legal fellow at Heritage Foundation, believes the Colorado decision is not right.
They're taking away your right to decide whether or not to vote for a candidate for president. And you should have the ability to do that, even if it's to vote against him.
The Colorado ruling marked the first time in history that Section 3 of the 14th Amendment has been used to disqualify a presidential candidate. Unsealed papers show the feds raided Rudy Giuliani's home and office back in 2021 over Ukraine suspicions.
The raid on the former New York City mayor's home and office was spurred by suspicions he had illegally acted as a foreign agent by seeking the removal of the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine at the request of Ukrainian officials. That's according to the documents made public Tuesday that shed new light on the since-concluded investigation into Rudy Giuliani's involvement with Ukrainian figures in the run-up to the 2020 presidential election. Giuliani, a longtime ally of former President Trump, was never charged with a crime as a result of the inquiry. Julie Walker, New York.
Also at SRNNews.com, sales of previously occupied U.S. homes rose in November, ending a five-month skid as easing mortgage rates encouraged homebuyers. Hamas's top leader is in Cairo for talks on the war in Gaza. His visit is part of a flurry of diplomacy aimed at securing another ceasefire. This is SRN News. A milestone for a prominent Christian ministry, as we hear from SRN's Michael Harrington.
Prison Fellowship's international flagship in-prison program, The Prisoner's Journey, has reached its 10-year anniversary. The program, launched in South Africa and Nigeria in 2014, now runs in 35 countries across six continents. BFI spokesman Andrew Corley says, quote, "Many prisoners want to change, but they don't know how. The gospel message and hope that they discover through the program often results in transformation." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A former Republican candidate who ran unsuccessfully for the Mississippi House of Representatives is accused of destroying a satanic temple display inside the Iowa Capitol in Des Moines. The display is permitted by rules that govern religious installations inside the Capitol, but had drawn criticism from many conservatives. Michael Cassidy of Lauderdale, Mississippi, charged with fourth-degree criminal mischief. This is SRN News. This week's volcano eruption in southwestern Iceland sent a flash of light into the evening sky and spewed semi-molten rock into the air. Iceland's foreign minister says this eruption was more powerful than those in recent years.
What we're seeing is an eruption which is much larger than the ones we have had in the past 3 years, which have been, so to speak, nice touristic eruptions.
Thankfully, he says the eruption this week does not pose a nearby threat.
We were worried that this fissure would open, but luckily enough, it opened in the right place, so the lava is not running towards the town of Grindavik, but rather away from it, so no danger there.
None of the recent eruptions caused damage or disruptions to flights, despite the area's proximity to the country's main airport, and forecasters say it's unlikely to impact air travel. More at SRNNews.com.